We have Andrea Marcaccio, the director. So all right. And Kalika Grass, an organizer of the third annual Sandpoint Pride, which will be taking place, as I said earlier, this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the Granary Arts District, which is that area in between Matchwood Brewing and Evans Brothers, where the big grain silo, well, still is, but is no longer a active grain silo. Yeah, the third annual. What can we look forward to? What can we expect from this event?
Yeah, well, I'll start. Good morning, everyone. I'm Andrea, and we're really excited about this weekend. We've got a lot of amazing performances, speakers, guests, and then, of course, our most important in welcoming all of you into the space. And it's just important to kind of visit why we do Sandpoint Pride. So I'm just going to read our purpose statement, because I think that's really at the core of what we want people to feel and know. The purpose of Sandpoint Pride Festival is to affirm the dignity and equality of the LGBTQI2S community, to welcome and celebrate their contributions to society and support the ongoing movement to secure their rights, freedom, and safety. There's a lot in there, but I think it's good just to reflect on that. If you're planning on coming, channel all of that good energy and remind yourself that Pride is actually an act of protest, an act of advocacy, an act of education, celebration, and joy.
And support. And from my previous experience the last 2 years, what a joy to see families, and especially little children who are just, you know, welcoming the colors and the differentness and having fun. And so I like the whole family atmosphere of the event, of the weekend.
Yeah, and to our shock, in the first year we had over 1,000 people show up, and so we thought, oh, well, heck, Sandpoint wants a Sandpoint Pride.
We didn't know what to repeat.
So here we are in year three, and I think it's just really quick before we get into like more discussion, just want to give kind of a quick credit to some of the businesses, individuals, and organizations who are making Sandpoint Pride possible. It is literally not feasible without these groups. I'm going to name some of the major sponsors. There are up to 30. So if you're interested in learning more about those businesses, and as I like to say, then go frequent their business because they support Pride, you can do that at our website, which is sandpointpride.com. But a huge thanks to Matchwood Brewing Company, Ting, Bluebird Bakery. Bluebird Bakery sold like a lot of Pride cookies.
I was going to say, they are good.
They're really good.
These huge cookies with sprinkles, colored sprinkles on them.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing them over, and I was,
they're like a drug.
Yes, they are.
In addition, Heart Bowls, Bonner County Human Rights Task Force, Applegate Healthcare, and Legal Voice. Those are our top major sponsors. And then just a few others that are major as well. American Cancer Society Action Network, Dee and Ray Cossey, Evans Brothers, Mary Donovan, North Idaho Pride Alliance, Outdoor Experience, Upside Kombucha, Sandpoint United Methodist Church, Schweitzer, Seringa Seglery, Wolf and Bell, and Rachel Baker Photography.
Excellent. I do want to say that if you subscribe to The Bee, there's a great article this morning about the festival, and it does mention some of the underwriters. And I do want to say something about Bluebird in addition. They are an underwriter with this station, and they're a supporter of community radio here in North Idaho. So,
what an awesome contribution they are making to our community.
So let's start off. Should we start off with Friday night?
Yeah, sure.
What do you think, Kalika? What's on the agenda for Friday night? Or, Andrea, did I, you know, like calling the wrong student in class, like, I'm not ready.
No, she definitely knows more about Friday than I do.
So. Yeah, so Friday night is a really exciting opportunity to come and kind of extend Pride. So traditionally, we've had a full day Saturday. The past 2 years, this year and last year included, we've included what we're calling a collaboration evening, in which we feature a partner organization who uplifts an important piece of the LGBT rights movement, as well as bringing in what is, I think, like intersectionality. So Friday night, our collaboration organization is the Pro-Voice Project. If you don't know Jen Quintano, she is amazing. She's helping us put on what is going to be a pretty epic event. So our gates will open at 5 p.m. And this year, just a little bit heads up, there's only a north and south gate this year. There was an east gate last year, and we're just closing that off just for access purposes to make sure we know who's coming in and going out.
What's the purpose of the gates in terms of, you said coming in, coming out?
Yeah.
It's not a charged event.
It's a free event.
Why the necessity or why the planning for a gate?
Yeah, I think at any festival, it's nice to have a place where you're seeing folks who are coming in and knowing who's in your space. I think we want to be mindful of safety.
Can I say something about last year in Coeur d'Alene?
Yeah.
Which is probably on many people's minds when we have a gathering, that simply it's a safe environment, and that that's important, and that's what those gates do.
Sure. And Kalika was at the Coeur d'Alene Pride in the Park this year.
Maybe I attended Pride in the Park this year.
How was that?
I thought that it was really well done. I didn't see any big opposition. There were some, you know, religious groups coming through and asking to pray with people, and I think that that's just fine. Yeah,
absolutely.
But I was unsure after what happened last year what to expect, and I was very pleasantly surprised. I think everybody that I encountered.
Was there a gate? Was there?
There was not a gate.
Just
so
a free flow.
It's in the public park there, so they didn't really have any control over entrances or exits. You know, no gate or fence or any sort of a perimeter. So it was just out in the lawn.
Mm. And this one is not in a public park, of course.
It's a private property.
Yeah, the parking lot. So you guys don't have to, you can kind of make your own rules to some extent, more than you would.
And we have some community guidelines that kind of guide us.
How late to have your noise being made.
Yeah, that's a city decision. We'd go a little bit later than the city ordinance, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have to shut down the mayor's wedding because of the city ordinance, that you know that's what we had to do when the mayor got married at Matchwood.
But he too
followed
the
sound ordinance.
Oh man, if there was any time you were going to like pull rank and just say no, he didn't do it.
He didn't do it. To his credit, I think there were some people who thought that would happen, but it did not.
You don't really have to worry about the noise ordinance in this case on Friday night because
So after everybody gets there at 5, we're going to have like a bit of a happy hour, gather everybody together, and then at 6 p.m. our speaking program will start. Myself, Jen, and then our keynote speaker, Socialistically Awkward, is her TikTok and Instagram handle. Her name is Lindsay. She's like a political activist who uses social media platforms to talk about all of the happenings going on. And kind of a very funny young individual. So we're looking forward to Lindsay coming up from Boise and speaking. And then there will be a surprise live performance from Sandpoint's most popular lookalike duo. If you don't know who I'm talking about, you'll have to show up to find out.
Well, it's not Jack and me because we weren't asked.
No.
It's a secret, though, so you could be fibbing. Who knows?
Yeah.
But then, as Jack was referring to earlier, later in the evening, around 8:30, we will be hosting a silent disco dance party in the Greenway District.
Talk more about that.
Okay, so if you've not been to one, they're what I call like perfectly awkward interactions between humans dancing with headphones on. So there's a great vendor in town. They rent out headsets that connect to multiple playlists. So you can pick and choose and also switch what song you're dancing to in real time. And you're going to be doing that. We have 200 headsets Friday night. So I think it will be the largest silent disco dance party Sandpoint has seen. Just a shout out to Longshot kind of introduced this concept years ago. We loved Longshot, and there was a lot of really fun interactions there. So there's definitely a core group of people who know how to silent disco. So we're hoping they will show up and bring their skills and teach the folks who have never done it before.
And one thing that you haven't said yet, though, is how do you identify if two people are on the same playlist?
I think most of our communication is in body language, so we'll leave that up for Friday night.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you been to one?
I have.
Okay,
cool. I've done one in a lot of different, like, festival venues, and they're pretty fun.
Okay, so I've never actually participated in one. I've seen videos of it. It looks cool. But is it, what do you do? Like if you bump into somebody and you want to talk to them, right? If you were at a dance club, you'd be like shouting at each other. Mm. But you just kind of, do you speak loudly and then take off your headphones and then whisper?
I think that's a good question. I'm not sure of the etiquette of silent discos.
I'm not sure either.
But I believe folks will figure it out. I think it is okay to take your headset off temporarily, put it around your neck, have a conversation, put it back on. Mm-hmm. What is not okay is leaving with the headset. We will be asking folks to hand over their IDs just in trade for their headset, and they'll get them back because that's a lot of equipment.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, absolutely.
Have your ID on you. And it is important to note, you will need your ID to get into Sandpoint Pride this year. And that is a request of the Sandpoint Police because we serve alcohol on the premise. It's a kind of a safety feature for just making sure we're only serving to folks who are of age. So bring your ID.
If people are older, they all have a wristband.
Everybody who is of 21 age and older will have a green wristband for go get a beer. And a red wristband for folks who say, go get a headset.
Cool. Okay. So speaking of beer, beer provided, I'm guessing, by Matchwood Brewing?
That is true. Yes, we will be providing that. It's for folks who don't know, I'm also the co-owner of Matchwood Brewing
Company. Is there a special Pride brew?
There's several Pride brews that will be on, but we are bringing in a delightful hard seltzer. And I know some people will be very excited to tap into that.
Okay.
What is exciting is that Esther, the tiny tap truck, will be making a debut. If you haven't seen Esther, she was in the parade. She's made her way around town. She is a 10x4, really beautiful, tiny utility cart that we spruced up into a miniature tap truck. So she'll be outside, so you'll be able to get beer and some offerings outside as well as in Matchwood, but there's a couple different locations for you to go.
And how about for the foodies out there? What food will be available?
Yeah, so we've got a couple food partners this year. So Matchwood will also be sharing their goods, but let me just make sure I get this list right here. I know we've got Beet Basil, which will be really exciting for folks.
Will that be inside the enclosed area?
It will be.
Trucks will be inside the enclosed area. Yeah. Great.
And Opa Food Truck. And then we've got Sun Bear ice cream for some treats. So those three partners will be there all day Saturday. Friday night, we won't have the food trucks in because it's a shorter event, but on Saturday all day.
So that begins Friday at 5 and goes till your guests.
Yeah, so the I think last call sometimes is the indicator of the end of the party will be right at 10. And folks can finish dancing, you know, between 10 and 10:15, but we'll be wrapped up no later than 10:30.
Then go home, collapse, and get energy for Saturday. Okay, and I'm up. It's Saturday. I know I'm going huckleberry picking in the morning, but I think it starts at 2.
It does.
It does.
Oh, my gosh. Can I come with purple fingers?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Okay. I mean, that is part of your outfit, I believe.
They're like Cheeto fingers. They're like Cheeto fingers. Yeah. No, I've got nothing. I want anybody to lick them.
Cheetos or huckleberries.
Yeah. Okay, 2 o'clock on Saturday.
This is where Kalika is going to shine. And because she's done, I just want to give so much credit. Kalika's been our kind of advocacy booth organizer. And so, as you've seen, if you've been to Pride before, lots of booths.
Oh, the booths are wonderful.
Kalika has just knocked it out of the park. So go ahead, Kalika. Show them what you got.
Yeah, we have a lot of booths this year. I think the final count is at 31 right now.
Go away.
So, super exciting. That was a fun part of going to Coeur d'Alene Pride in the Park, kind of connecting with people that were there and
do you want
to encouraging come? Them to come and join us here. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people don't know that Sandpoint has a Pride festival yet because we are kind of young, so it's good to kind of build interest there. But Saturday from 2 to 7, the advocacy booths will be open. They will have volunteer staff there, a lot of informational booths, some vendors, some local, some from out of the area. So places like NAMI will have a couple booths, the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force, the Pro Voice Project, Fostering Idaho, Citizens Climate Lobby, Reclaim Idaho will be there. We have kind of a wide range.
Mm-hmm. We talked about a little bit about the Pro Voice Project. I'm sorry, this is kind of going backwards. But do you guys have any more, anything more you want to say about that, about what Jen is up to over there?
Yeah, so I think
because that is the focus of Friday, of
course. Yeah. And it's not the only focus. I think the concept about Friday is bodily autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a concept that I think we're seeing more and more attacks in legislative sessions at the local level, as well all the way up nationally, around the concept of individuality and people being in charge of their own bodily decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said intersectionality earlier, what I mean is that the LGBT rights movement also intersects with the women's movement, because it turns out members of the LGBT community are also women.
Mm-hmm.
Access to thoughtful, local reproductive care to us is a part of the concept of having autonomy over your body, so that you're making decisions on your own with your doctor. And Jen is going to uplift that a little bit more and explain that, and also get feedback from folks there on what a bodily autonomy means to them and how that comes forward, both through the lens of pride, but then also just human access to care. So I think for us, Jen's been organizing for almost a year now. The closure of the Bonner General Health obstetrics unit was kind of a pivot for her organization to take a step forward into the light and say, hey, look at laws do make an impact on our lives. So this is a partnership to uplift both Pro Voice Project, but also really talk about how those things can touch each other. You know, those issues can impact our lives kind of full spectrum. And I think in solidarity, it's often that we find women standing with the LGBT community when we're hearing and seeing attacks on our rights. And if you look around, a lot of the pride organizers are women.
What I like about that word, that everybody, that's large, that includes everybody, but then you separate the two, the compound word, it's everybody. Mm-hmm. And that you're unique and you belong in everybody. You know, I really like that play with the two words combining and then not combining, and focus on the individual, the focus on community. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Hey, you're listening to 88.5 KRFY. By the way, this is the morning show, and we're talking with Andrea Marcaccio and Kalika Grass, the director and an organizer, respectively, with the third annual Sandpoint Pride Festival, which is this weekend at the Granary Arts District. And I think I kind of sidetracked the conversation there, because you were saying what we can expect from the Saturday portion of the event, I think.
I think Saturday during the day, there's going to be a lot of family interactive events as well. Sharon Gunter will be there with a tie-dye booth, and we've sourced a bunch of free for kids T-shirts that they can come and tie-dye and just have
is that
fun there.
Or what? Mm-hmm.
There will be a bouncy house. There will be a a face painter.
Heck yes.
She was there last year as well, and she was very popular. So I'm glad to see she's coming back.
Lots of family activity. This year we included a large scale blow up mister that you can run through and cool off.
Right. And given the weather,
that's going to be popular.
Kalika, can you say something about the 32 booths? You know, just an overview. What are these booths about?
Absolutely. It's pretty wide-ranging. We have some political organizations, things like Planned Parenthood and NAMI, so, community service-based. We have a local farm, Sandpoint Medical Massage and Body Works. It's really wide-ranging. There will be a couple guys there selling really neat candles.
So there will be people selling goods as well?
Just a couple, yeah.
Perfect.
Mainly, it's mainly advocate booths, but then there will be a couple vendors as well.
Wonderful.
People can walk around and check out.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of information,
I know that from the first year there were a couple of religious organizations. Will mm-hmm. there be some this year again?
Yeah. Sandpoint Methodist Church.
Wonderful.
Will be there. That's the only religious one I can think of off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. Big Brothers, Big Sisters in the Northwest.
Great.
Lots.
Yeah, and I think the idea is that everyone may be interacting with those vendors in a different way. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. you might be coming as mm-hmm. a young individual questioning your sexual identity and learning from the people around you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And getting resources.
Or you might the human connection going to be there?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You can get a hug from there. Eric Ridgway will give you a hug when mm-hmm. you walk by. Nobody
Absolutely.
Gets by his booth without a hug.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah, and I just think people are going to interact with those vendors in different ways. And so it's great that there are so many. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome.
Okay, and then that takes until like 5 o'clock, and then is there a program?
Yeah, so it's actually, there's a speaking program during the day, kind of while that vendor advocacy booth. During the day, there's a bit more of this educational advocacy vibe. So our speaking program will start somewhere just around 2:15, 2:30, and it'll run through 3 o'clock. Then we have a live musical performance from a young duo of two ladies called Two Girls, One Problem, which is an awesome name. And then they reached out to us and contacted us and said that they wanted to perform and sent along great videos. So we're really pumped. They're young and uplifting some young voices is going to be great. And then we'll be doing a Best of Pride contest later in the afternoon. So last year we kind of threw this together last minute. People were decked out, dressed to the nines, and I was just like, gosh, we got to like uplift this awesome effort to come to Pride in your best outfit. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of last minute threw together a fashion show and we ran on stage and just got a line of people and threw them up there. And then, you know, Lady Gaga was blaring, which I'm sure we'll do again this year. Mm-hmm. And people were cheering, and then basically we just, by applause, deemed
I remember Lucinda.
I remember Lucinda mm-hmm. won last year, mm-hmm. a young leader in the community. She was just awesome, kind of like half black, half red, and she had all this swagger up there. So she did beat out this really adorable five-year-old, though, which everybody felt bad about. and that's no fault of Lucinda's. She had the high school cheering crowd there.
She did. But that five-year-old was...
No, they weren't upset. Everybody was happy. But what it made us think about was maybe we should create kind of a kid's version and a more adult version. Mm-hmm. And so the daytime, 4 p.m., Best of Pride contest will run. And Kalika also is an entrepreneur, and the prize this year will be almost as if you're in a real beauty pageant. You want to talk about what folks will get?
I'm going to make two big beauty pageant-esque bouquets for the winners of the Best of Pride.
What fun. Sashes? Mm-hmm. Are there going to be sashes?
Well, we're not sure about sashes.
We're not sure about sashes. Okay. Definitely flowers, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Great. How wonderful. Okay, and that gets us till about 4:30, 5 o'clock-ish?
Yeah. And then 5 p.m., we've got a band that was played last year, Liam McCoy Band.
Yes.
And they're going to come back. People loved them last year.
You bet.
So
They were epic.
I saw them last year. I'd never heard of them before, and I immediately booked them to play on the radio station because I thought they were so good.
Yeah, really talented. I'm glad they're back. Mm-hmm. And once again, young leadership, we're trying to uplift folks who are striving to contribute. And then the adult Best of Pride contest, which will then get us ready for
the
main event, which is the drag show.
The drag show.
Which is outside, starts around 7. Last year, we just encouraged people to get there somewhere between 6:30 to try to get there, get ready. We'll do our best to get that off on time, grab some food, you know, if you haven't been there all day already. But the drag show is epic. It's the only way to explain it.
It's fun.
It's joyful. It's family friendly. I think it's important to talk about why having a drag show matters. Drag is an art and a performance.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It goes back millennia, centuries.
a long time ago.
Yeah. If you go to Broadway, there are people dressed up in costumes. It's very similar to that, right? Singing, dancing, joyfulness.
I heard somewhere, and I forgot who said it, that we're all born naked, and after that, it's all drag. You know, in terms of, I mean, and drag that we're talking about, it's an art.
It is.
And it's beautiful. And I have to admit, I like to watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, I don't know who doesn't.
On Friday night, and my jaw drops. How do they?
It's incredible.
It's, yeah, it's beautiful. And I've discovered over the years that if you walk by a drag queen on the street or something and say, you look fabulous, and if you don't do that, that's not fair. You know, you've got to let them know how gorgeous they are.
It's a lot of work, so they deserve the recognition.
Just the outfits alone are a lot of work, and then the performances are great. But I just want to note that while we thought about having this event, you know, everyone was asking the question, what's the right thing to do? What's safe? You know, there's a political climate out there that's questioning and pushing against what we see as really joyful activities. And that same day that we had that conversation as, you know, a planning committee, I got an email from the drag queens who's like, what time should we show up?
You know?
So the question was answered by the drag queens, which is, we'll be there. So we're pretty excited. There's, I think, over 10 drag queens coming.
What fun.
I don't know their set list yet. It was shared yesterday, so I can't give any previews to songs or directions, but I'm excited. And we just love that part of the show. And then after that, once we get all just totally joyful with the drag show, we will have a DJ dance party, regular DJ dance party.
So cool.
Silent Disco Friday, but on Saturday, outdoor loud music. And we've brought in a DJ from Seattle, usually Coral, who's like a local phenomenal celebrity, plays Pride. She's in Italy, which we won't hold against her.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
Well, no, not. In today's newspaper, where did I read it? That Italy is having just scorching temperatures.
Oh,
just
goodness.
Ungodly hot. So, yeah, she's paying the price.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, she put us in touch with Jen Wolf, who is our DJ for Saturday night, who's coming to town. Coral's actually lending her DJ equipment, so it's still Coral will be there in spirit.
Good.
But long story short, it's a long day of really great activities. If you want to come for a short bit of time, you can look at the schedule and say, hey, this is what I'm most interested in. Or if you want to come for the whole day, we'll have lots of water.
Can one get a schedule ahead of time?
Oh, yeah. It's online at sandpointpride.com.
Perfect.
The full schedule. Mm-hmm. It's kind of summarized, and then there's these little plus buttons you can drop down, and it gives you more details on the website.
And if the weather holds, stay hydrated. That's very important because there aren't many major trees that one can duck under, you know, in the enclosed area. But bring an umbrella, stay liquidy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll have tons of water stations set up.
There'll be a big water station.
And the mister.
And the mister. A water station for humans and for dogs, just in case people choose to bring their
dogs.
Now,
are dogs allowed?
They are. They won't be allowed in the eating area, but they will be allowed kind of just to roam around as long as they're behaved just like the adults.
That's asking a lot for a dog and an adult, I think. Are you going to go, Jack?
I hope to be. I'm definitely going on Friday. Okay. I kind of hope to be on the road by Saturday.
Oh, that's right. You're exiting.
KRFY will be there for sure. KRFY, you'll see the famous black and white and red KRFY shirts at Pride. But I don't know if
they're black and that hot sun.
Yeah, the poor volunteers. No, I think my family's going to go. I think Annie and James are probably going to go. Is there an adult misting station as well, or just is
no?
It just for
kids? It's an all ages misting station.
Okay, good.
It's kind of like it's in the family activity center.
Okay,
but you are. There is no IDing at the door of the mister.
Yeah.
And then there's also going to be some fans that we had some fans last year that blew some misting air.
As far as the background of it, when did you guys start organizing for this year's event? When does that start coming together?
The day after it ended last year.
Yeah.
I think the debrief the morning after Pride yesterday was our first day we talked about next year.
Yeah.
And that's just because you learn things.
And you're fresh. Fresh. You wait a week or a month.
Yeah.
Did we? Didn't we? I mean, the immediacy. I agree.
So we'll do that again this year. We do a brunch with volunteers the next morning and listen to feedback. And that's a, you know, kind of a private opportunity for us to share how we thought things went. But then we really get started after the holiday. So it kind of becomes dormant. We are learning that because Sandpoint Pride is becoming kind of a staple event in the community, that we need to do things a little earlier every year because there's more to do. The event has become professionalized, and I think this year we might be booking performers and things a little bit earlier and really just getting out ahead of ourselves so there's less work compounded at the end. As Kalika can attest to, there's a lot of volunteers, and then there's a few core people who do a major, major lift. And so just making that easier and easier each year.
You guys, the organization is just called Sandpoint Pride.
Yes.
And this is the third time it's happened. Was there anything, you know, similar in town before it started that you're aware of? Not really.
Not that I'm aware of.
No, I know that there had been like some one-off events, some drag shows.
There are occasional drag shows, but not necessarily associated with Pride.
Yeah, there was a Pride bingo. I think Beat Basil did something awesome the year before, and which is why they're involved in this event, because they learned a lot too. But yeah, I think 3 years ago when it kind of naturally and organically came together, I decided that it was Sandpoint's first annual Pride. So.
Okay.
And for the first 2 years, Andrea really put on the event entirely by herself. So this year, I feel like there's a larger group of people to take some of the weight from her, because there is definitely a lot of planning and time that goes into it. So
yeah, for sure.
An actual like organization now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Can I go back to the safe environment? You know, I'm thinking back about the festival. If a person arrives with a firearm, well, that person, I know this will be on private property so that you can call the shots, but are you prepared to respond to that?
Yeah, we have some community agreements, and I'll just read them.
Do, seriously.
People will know in advance. These community agreements basically are our expectations of guests who attend the event and enter the space. If you aren't adhering to these, or your behavior doesn't reflect the values of these following statements, you'll be asked to leave. And we have peacekeepers who we've trained for the year.
Perfect.
Who are going to start out by having peaceful conversations, which is, hey, are you here with good intent? Are you here to support the LGBTQI2S community? And if the answer isn't clear and or your behavior isn't clear, then we just ask you to leave, because it's private property and we have the right to do that. But we have great hopes that everybody will do the following, which is be respectful. See something and say something if something comes up or somebody's acting out of line, that you're part of that safety plan, that no guns or weapons will be allowed on premise, and that we have zero engagement with any oppositional protesters. You know, we have a lot of excited, and I like to call them angsty teens, who show up to Pride super excited to be there, but they also want to be dignified and say things out loud that they're thinking and developing their feelings. And we saw some young folks who were Pride goers, you know, maybe engage negatively with some peaceful protesters. And we want to set the same behavior that we expect from other people. So
civility.
Civility. It turns out it's a human thing we can do. We're looking forward to setting that example on Saturday.
And it looks like it's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah. It does. Yes, weather-wise as well.
Well, we are winding down at time because both Kalika and Andrea have...
work, turns out.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Commitments elsewhere. In closing, do you have closing statements or just every... one more time, that website, I think that's important.
Sandpointpride.com.
Sandpoint Pride, all one word?
All one word,
.com. No caps or anything?
It shouldn't matter, but yes,
yeah, sandpointpride.com. Okay, sandpointpride.com.
And if you use social media, there's things being posted and updated on Instagram.
Yeah, at Sandpoint Pride Fest.
Kalika, you're talking to somebody who's over 70.
Social media,
aren't we engaging right now?
I don't know. There's some research that says people over the age of 50 are kind of the most prominent users of some of the social media.
Oh, I guess I'm going to have to, 70 is the new 50? I'm going to have to drop down, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay. The event, one more time, is this weekend. When and where? Give us that one.
Yeah. So starting Friday night at 5 p.m., the Granary Arts District, running till 10 p.m. Friday, and then on Saturday, 2 to 10 p.m. as well.
Okay.
Okay. You know, for actors, we say break a leg.
Yeah.
Break a stiletto heel or something like that.
Right. I won't be in stilettos, but I'm sure some people will be.
Okay. Thank you both so very much. And we're going to do a music break. And then Jack and I will come back on and talk about upcoming events, including the Pride Weekend. It was on this date in 1957 that Elvis Presley released a dual single, two-sided, Hound Dog on one side and Don't Be Cruel on the other. But I'm going to do a little bit of education here, and we're going to play the original version by Big Mama Thornton from 1953, and then we'll play Elvis Presley's, and we'll be back in about 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
You